The Noon Optimist Club of Terre Haute has kicked off their 88th annual Clothe a Child auction. I'm Dave Crooks from the DLC Media News Center. On this weekend's Focus on the Community, we learn more about this significant holiday event by visiting with club member Nick Telezin. Nick, welcome. How you doing?
Thanks, Dave. Doing great. How are you?
Well, not bad. And by the way, I got to say, you're retired officially these days now from media.
Yes, yes. February 4th was my last day, and I'm enjoying every second of retirement.
Well, good for you. And of course, for those that know you, you've been in media for a long time. What, Channel 10 sales manager, I think, for a number of years?
General sales manager, and worked at WTWO as national sales manager. Then I had my own ad agency for about 20 years, Ideas Incorporated.
I remember.
Sold radio back in the day at WBOW. So
how about that? You probably remember our friend, the late Taylor Brown back then,
oh,
I'm guessing.
Oh, of course, yeah. I worked with him and knew him, and he's a good guy.
A lot of good broadcasters came out of that radio station.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Nick, thanks for taking time to be in studio today. And before we dive into the specific Clothe the Child auction, which is already underway at TerreHauteClotheTheChild.com. Remind people what the Optimist Club is, first of all.
Well, basically, the Noon Optimist Club, our motto is Friend of Youth. So everything that we raise money for goes towards helping youth in our community. The big thing, obviously, is the Clothe the Child Drive, which we're going to clothe about 900 kids this year. But other monies that we raise goes to sending kids to the Respect for Law camp, or to sponsoring a little league team or a softball team or a speech contest, or everything we do is for the kids in the community.
Okay, and I noticed in Clay County, they've got a brand new Optimist Club that you guys helped get rolling this year.
Right, one of our members, Jim Tribble, helped organize that and get it all put together. I think last number I heard, they have maybe 22 members or something like that, meet a couple of times a month. I'm not sure exactly what their schedule is, but it's nice to see optimism growing.
And they're definitely looking for new members at the Clay County chapter, which I'm sure most clubs are always looking for new members.
Every service club is having trouble getting younger people to want to participate in community activities.
You know, that's,
so we're not alone.
That's a fair point. I've noticed over the years, today's generation is not as fraternal as your generation and mine was, you know.
Right.
So that's something we got to try to instill in them, you know.
It's hard to find 20-year-olds that want to give back,
well,
so to speak, anymore.
And, you know, we've got so many distractions, especially for that age group, whether it's their phones or, but then also life keeps them busy too, as you know.
Yeah, but, and you also got to want to do it. If the desire is not there, it really doesn't matter, Dave. You got to want to be a part of the community and give back something to the community.
Absolutely. So 88 years, the Noon Optimist Club of Terre Haute has done the Clothe the Child. So who really benefits? I mean, we're talking ages and how many kids?
Well, this year we have about 900 kids signed up. We work through the Vigil County School Corporation. We work with the teachers in grades kindergarten through fifth grade. They are the front line for identifying these needy kids. Then we work with the parents. They have to fill out a form and tell us what sizes they need, of size 10, 12, whatever, so that when we put their bags together of clothing, that we have the correct sizes for each kid.
And how do you find these kids?
Well, it's based on what the teachers tell us, because they see these kids every single day. And they are the ones that actually identify the kids that need clothing, because they see them come to class and they're wearing a torn shirt or torn pants or whatever it is that they notice. So they want to make sure that that particular child gets put on the list.
Okay, so you've got elementary teachers that have an ear to the ground all over Vigo County then.
That's what they do, and they've been helping us for 88 years now, picking out the kids that really have a need. You know, not every kid needs it, but certain kids do.
Sure. And what do you typically budget for a grade school kid?
It costs about 50 or 60 bucks a kid. The most expensive item is the coat, but not every kid gets a coat. Maybe they already have a new coat, so they don't need one, but they could get pants and shirt and underwear and socks and things like that, or a hoodie. So it just depends on, each kid is different. Each kid is an individual, and they get what they need based on their particular needs.
Now, before we dive into the big list of items that are available at the auction site, TerreHauteClotheChild.com, let's talk about if someone's listening and they think, hey, this is a worthwhile project, I think I want to send them a little cash. If they want to send you a check, who do they write the check to, and how do they get to your club with that donation?
Yeah, they can make the check out to the Noon Optimist Club, and they can mail it to Hayhurst Accounting at 519 Wabash Avenue, Terre Haute, 47807. And all the money then will go towards Clothe the Child. We have separate funds for doing the different youth work that we do. So if you say, I want this to go to Clothe the Child, that's where your money goes, to Clothe the Child.
Okay. And then whether it's cash, or let's say you've got a business owner listening and they've got some merchandise they'd like to donate, who do they reach out to for that?
Best way to do it is to email me. My email is nicktelesin@hotmail.com. And it's all lowercase, nicktelezyn @hotmail.com. And be happy to pick it up, or we'll figure out a way to get it from you.
Again, we're talking with Nick Telesin with the Noon Optimist Club in Terre Haute. They've got their 88th annual Clothe the Child auction. It's underway online. So let me just go to your site right now, because I want to make sure I fully understand how this works. So when you go to Clothe the Child, or TerreHauteClotheChild.com, and it's all one word, TerreHauteClotheChild.com, there is the address there if you want to write the check to Hayhurst and Hayhurst Accounting for the Optimist Club. It'll show you where to send it. Or you can just make the donation of your cash or merchandise, and they can help you get it to the right person before this thing ends on December 4th. When people go online, they're going to see what exactly? A whole bunch of items that they can bid on, or what?
Yeah, when they come to our site, TerreHauteClotheChild.com, you should have a link there, Dave. Hopefully you can see it. You click on that link, that'll go to our online partner, Maple Avenue Auctions. They, again, this year helped us get all the items put up online. You'll have to register. You'll have to put in a credit card. Your credit card will not be charged, but we need to have that on file. But when you pick up your items, you can bring cash, check, credit card, whatever you need to there. So
okay, and I see that the goal is around 60 grand for this event.
Hopefully.
Okay, so that's so again, if you can help with donations of either cash or merchandise, they could put it to good use. And for those listening that, hey, I want to help out, maybe I can find some bargains. What kind of items can they find on the site, Nick?
Well, we have an amazing, you know, we have well over 100 items, but some of the bigger things, we have a 3-piece set of living room tables from Glidden Furniture, 5-cubic-foot chest freezer from Ace Washer, sterling silver blue topaz pendant from Ross Elliott Jewelers, party platters from Subway, a laser copier from Staples, plus a bunch of other stuff from Staples. They've been great to work with the last few years. Coupons from Culver's, a year's worth of pizza from Pizza Hut, an autographed ISU football, autographed ISU basketball. We have golf at Forest Park Golf Course. We have a game chair from Staples. We have a couple of different quilts that have been donated. So furniture, toys, clothing, jewelry, you name it, we got it.
That's perfect. And, of course, we're going to send you home with some ISU men's basketball tickets. And I think Barry Kent gave you a CD or two. But I just thought of this. How about I give you a gift certificate worth $500 for advertising on any of my radio stations?
That'd be great.
That way, if a business wants to bid on that certificate, they'll be treated quite well, and hopefully they'll bid the full value. But even if they bid half, they're going to get a tremendous value, and that would definitely help the effort too.
That'd be great.
So remind me when we're done recording this, I'll send you home with that certificate and or whatever we need to make that happen. But there's got to be other business owners listening. Hey, I can match that. Maybe I can give away an oil change if I run a auto shop or they've got some other special service. Those kind of things really do help the effort, don't they?
And they all add up. You know, if we get $20 here and $30 here and it all adds up, Dave. So the more the merrier, honestly.
Absolutely. So the process is you go to TerreHauteClotheChild.com, put your bids on there, bid high as possible because obviously the money goes to a good cause. You mentioned that this thing ends, what, December 4th?
Right, at 5 o'clock. And then people can pick up their items at 7th and 70 Liquor at 2710 Prairton Road, which is across from the mill. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's when you'll pay. So you can bring cash, check, credit card, whatever, and you can pick up your items and pay at the same time.
You could probably find your favorite drink in there, too, while you're there, I'm sure.
I have, yes.
For those that need to learn more about what the Optimists are all about, you kind of touched on your club locally, but there's a lot of clubs around the nation and now apparently internationally. How would you sum up what the Optimists are all about?
Well, again, our motto is Friend of Youth, so everything that we do, everything that we sponsor has to do with kids. And that's what we're all about. We want to try to help the kids out in our community, whether it's Clothe the Child or Respect for Law Camp or Little League teams, softball teams, whatever it happens to be, boys, you know, whatever. It's got to have kids involved. Otherwise, we don't get involved ourselves.
You know, you touched on Little League, and that's sometimes a reminder that I like to make to the people here locally. Especially those that have drifted to buying so much online from, let's say, Amazon or whatever. You know, when your kid plays Little League ball, I've never seen an Amazon team on my local Little Leagues or an Amazon sign out in right field. I mean, your local businesses are the ones that write the checks for not only youth sports. They pay a lion's share of the local property taxes. We shouldn't do all of our shopping online out of county because the people that are kind of behind the scenes at our local businesses do make a big difference in commerce. They provide jobs. They pay the property taxes. They write the checks, absolutely, as we mentioned. So do help support your local businesses. That's more important than ever because I don't know about you, so many of these very small towns now, that they might have a Dollar General, if that, but that's about it these days.
True. Yeah, you got to support local businesses, whether it's a local restaurant or, you know, whatever it happens to be, because like you said, they're paying taxes, they're hiring people locally, and that money stays local.
Absolutely.
That helps everybody.
Indeed. We're talking with Nick Telezin from the Noon Optimist Club of Terre Haute. They have now kicked off their 88th annual Clothe the Child auction, and they can take cash donations if you want to help out their effort to clothe nearly 1,000 kids in Vigo County this holiday season. It'll definitely go to a good cause. You mentioned you've got a partner that is very significant when it comes to helping clothe these kids and finding the best deals. Who was that group again?
Yeah, it's called the League of Terre Haute Clothes Closet, and we've partnered with them. This is our second or third year now, and frankly, without them, I'm not sure we could pull off a Clothe the Child. They actually go out and buy clothing. They look for sales, and they go out to various local retailers and buy these clothes, and have been very instrumental in helping us get Clothe the Child to continue going on.
And this is just some volunteers locally that have
put this
together?
Right, it's just a service club, like I said, League of Terre Haute, and they have what they call their clothes closet. And, you know, they do give clothes to kids, but they've been gracious enough to partner with us and help us out. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I believe we met at the Pike Fraternity House in Terre Haute, and we had volunteers from ISU and Rose Holman fraternities, sororities, JDC, and we actually bagged up 900 bags of clothes for kids in different sizes because Mary needs a size 10, Harry needs a size 12, So they went through, like I said, it took 2 days to get all these clothes bagged up. And then we take them to the school corporation. The school corporation then takes them to each individual school. The school then gives them to each individual kid. So that's sort of kind of how the process works.
So it sounds to me like you work a year in advance. Have the clothes already been distributed or not?
No, not yet. Not yet. But they do buy clothes all year long, because if they can buy a shirt for $1 because it's on sale.
Absolutely.
They go ahead and do it, because we know we're going to need a size 10. You know, I mean, there are certain sizes we know we're going to need plenty of. So if we can get a deal on it, we get it.
Or go to Burlington and look for a deal on a coat in July or whatever.
Exactly. And that's what they do. And yeah, that's what they do. It's amazing. So, again, without them, we'd be lost for sure.
Are there some other groups or individuals that really stand out when it comes to this annual event that you'd like to give some accolades to?
Well, like I said, JDC has been a great partner for years and years and years. And we have different fraternities. I want to say the Fijis at Rose Hulman have been a big help over the years, and some other sororities. And again, this could not happen if the community didn't buy into it.
Sure.
Our 50 members couldn't possibly pull this off to help take care of 900 kids.
And is it a fair statement that the need seems to be bigger this year than, let's say, past? Or
It's a little bigger this year than last year. I think we had about 800 last year, as I recall, 800-ish. So it's a little worse this year, but generally between 800 and 1,000 is what we end up clothing every single year, and it'll vary from year to year, but we're right there.
Now let's talk about any new members. We mentioned that Clay County's got the new startup club, but you're like any other service organizations. You want new blood to join your club. If someone has heard about the Optimist Club, they like this effort and they'd like to get involved, what can they expect as a member of the Noon Optimist Club?
Well, we meet Thursdays at Pizza City in downtown Terre Haute at noon. Once a month, we meet in the evening. Thursday, the first Thursday of each month, we meet at MCL around 6 o'clock so that some of the younger people that work during the day and can't get out at lunch, we get to see them, spend a little time with them, get to know them a little bit better. But they can email me at nicktelezyn@hotmail.com, and that's nicktelezyn, all one word, @hotmail.com. If they have interest, I'd be happy to buy your lunch. Come on down, and my treat.
Very good. And then this is for men, women, and is there a certain
minimum
age? Yes,
we have four women now in the club. We started taking women last year, I believe, or 2 years ago now. I've kind of lost track, Dave, but we have four women. We just added two more about a month ago, younger, meaning they're in their 40s and not their 70s like some. So it's nice to see some of the younger blood, to be honest.
That's good to see that you're starting to get some additional new members. And it's something we touched on earlier. But yeah, today's young generation, they don't know what it means to be fraternal like your generation and mine. And I think a lot of that has to do with instant communication. I mean, if my dad was an Elks member, for example, was in the Zora Shrine and the Masonic Lodge prior to that, you would go to these meetings to find out what's going on in your community because you didn't read it on Facebook every day, you know?
And one of the things that we do is we don't talk business at our meetings. If you talk about your business at our meeting, you get fined.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's supposed to be a service club, not a solicitation club,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. So we try to keep business out of it. And
it doesn't mean that you wouldn't eventually network and do some business, but
exactly.
But obviously the focus is kind of like my Rotary Club. It's service above self. You're trying to figure out a way to make the community better and to have, what do you got, 50 so members, I guess, at your club?
About, yeah.
So, you know, you've got some pretty significant people that can make a big difference in our community. And so, yeah, if you want to find out more about the Optimist Club in Terre Haute or the one in Clay County that just started up, reach out to Nick Telezin or Jim Tribble, and they'd be happy to make you part of either club, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, no doubt. Thank you.
So, again, check out the website, TerreHauteClotheChild.com. That's simply one word. TerreHauteClotheChild.com. As we're recording this program on Thanksgiving Eve, the site is up and running. You've got through December 4th to bid and buy your items online, but you'll actually pick them up again on Perryton Road at what's the name of the liquor store?
7th and 70 Liquor, 2710 Perryton Road. It's across the street basically from the mill. They have a separate room where we have stockpiled all the items. It's not in the liquor store, so it's completely separate.
Oh, okay.
And we have everything set up in there, and people can stop by and pick it up.
And I assume that the owner of that operation is a member?
Yes, he is. What's, Wayne Bauer.
Oh, sure, Wayne. Okay. And, you know, that takes a commitment, too, for a local business to open up part of your store to take care of all these transactions.
Yeah, he had to clean out this room and get things ready, so... we appreciate all his help. We did it last year at his store on 7th Street and thought this might be better and not mess with the retail operation as much.
There you go. We've been talking to Nick Telezin with the Noon Optimist Club of Terre Haute. Their 88th annual Clothe the Child auction is underway. A bid on items right now at TerreHauteClotheChild.com. And again, if you want to make a cash donation or offer some merchandise that they can auction off, you can reach Nick Telezin. Nick Telezin at Hotmail.com. And his last name is spelled T-E-L-E-Z-Y-N. And Nick, you get the final comment. Anything else you want to share with the Wabash Valley this morning?
I just appreciate the community support and hopefully get online, bid early, bid often, and we appreciate your support.
Well, Nick, if I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and to you and your family, and I hope this is a record event for your local Noon Optimist Club.
Got my fingers crossed, Dave. Thanks for all your help.
Hey, glad to do it. This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, Saturdays at 7 on WAMB 99.5, 106.9 or 11.30, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, you can visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.